Good morning. This is Akashwani. I'm Sunil Verma with the World News. The headline: Prime Minister Narendra Modi to inaugurate Grand International Exposition of Sacred Piparava Relics related to Lord Buddha in New Delhi today. India issues notice to social media platform X over obscene content targeting women and children on AI tool Croc. Narcotics Control Bureau advises Indian travelers to obtain necessary approvals for carrying medicines before traveling to Saudi Arabia. US President Donald Trump warns Iran against violent crackdown on protesters over country's economic crisis. A massive 6.5 magnitude earthquake rattles southern and central Mexico. At least 20 dead as Saudi Arabia-led coalition strikes separatist camp in Yemen. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will inaugurate a grand international exposition of sacred Piparava relics related to Lord Buddha in New Delhi today. The Prime Minister's office said in a statement that the Piparava relics, discovered in 1898, hold a central place in the archaeological study of early Buddhism. More from our correspondent.
The exposition will be held at the Rai Pithora Cultural Complex in New Delhi. It will bring together, for the first time, the Piparava relics repatriated after more than a century from Piparava that are preserved in the collection of the National Museum of New Delhi and the Indian Museum of Kolkata. The Piparava relics, discovered in 1898, are among the earliest and most historically significant relic deposits directly connected to Lord Buddha. Archaeological evidence associates the Piparava site with ancient Kapilavastu, widely identified as the place where Lord Buddha spent his early life prior to renunciation. The exposition will highlight India's deep and continuing civilizational link with the teachings of Bhagavan Buddha and reflects the Prime Minister's commitment to preserve India's rich spiritual and cultural heritage. The recent repatriation of these relics has been achieved through sustained government effort, institutional cooperation, and innovative public-private partnership. With Rishu Jaiswal, Adarsh for Akashwani News, Delhi.
Ministry of Electronics and Information Technology has issued notice to social media platform X, asking it to remove obscene content. Sources said the government has raised concerns over the misuse of Grok AI to create and share obscene content. In its letter to the Chief Compliance Officer of X India Operation, the ministry said the service of Grok AI is being misused by users to create fake accounts to host, generate, publish or share obscene images or videos of women in derogatory or vulgar manner. It said the regulatory provisions under the Information Technology Act 2000 and IT Rules 2021 are not being adhered to by the platform. The ministry stressed that compliance with the IT Act and the IT Rules 2021 is not optional. It has sought an action taken report towards immediate compliance for prevention of hosting, generating and sharing of obscene, nude, indecent and explicit content through the misuse of AI-based services. Ministry of Electronics and IT cautioned that non-compliance with the requirements will be viewed seriously and may result in strict legal consequences against the social media platform. The Narcotics Control Bureau, NCB, has advised Indian travellers to obtain necessary approvals for carrying medicines before travelling to Saudi Arabia. This comes after Saudi Arabia introduced an electronic service platform for obtaining prior permission for the clearance of medicines intended for personal use by individuals entering or leaving the country. We have a desk report.
According to the NCB, certain medicines that are legally available in India or other countries may be prohibited or subject to restrictions in Saudi Arabia. It said carrying medicines in excess of prescribed limits may also attract regulatory action. NCB has also advised travelers to consult the official list of restricted and prohibited medicines issued by the Saudi authorities prior to undertaking travel. The kingdom has launched an electronic service platform for the submission of applications and related details. Permission can be sought online for the medicines intended to be carried for personal use. The NCB said it will continue to disseminate relevant advisories received from international counterparts in the interest of public awareness and compliance with the international narcotics control regulations. Subhadra Ramachandran for World News.
This is Akashwani. You're listening to World News. We bring you the top international news and updates from around the globe. In the US, President Donald Trump has issued a sharp warning to Iran, saying the United States was prepared to act if Iranian authorities used deadly force against protesters. Washington announced a new round of sanctions targeting Tehran's weapons and drone networks linked to Venezuela. In a social media post, Trump said the United States would intervene if Iranian security forces shoot and violently kill peaceful protesters. The warning came as reports pointed to escalating unrest in Iran, with media reports of deadly clashes between demonstrators and security forces during nearly a week of unrest. Meanwhile, Foreign Minister Abbas Araghchi called Trump's threat reckless and dangerous and stated that Iran's military is prepared to respond to any violation of sovereignty. Violence erupted between Iranian protesters and police during unrest on Thursday, leaving at least five dead on the fifth day of demonstrations over the country's economic crisis. At least two people have been killed and 12 other injured as a 6.5 magnitude strong earthquake rattled southern and central Mexico yesterday. According to Mexico's National Seismological Agency, the epicenter was near the town of San Marcos in the southern state of Guerrero, near the Pacific Coast resort of Acapulco. In Guerrero, a 56-year-old woman died when her house collapsed. In Mexico City, a 67-year-old man suffered a fatal fall during an evacuation attempt. The state civil defense agency reported various landslides around Acapulco and on other highways in the states. Residents and tourists in Mexico City and Acapulco rushed to streets when the shaking began. In Yemen, at least 20 separatist fighters were killed by airstrikes as a Saudi-led coalition hit back at the United Arab Emirates' UAE-backed Southern Transition Council 2 days after UAE said that it would withdraw its forces from Saudi Arabia following the bombardment in Yemen's Mukalla. The fighters died in attacks on military bases in Al-Hasha and Sayun. The strikes have also hit airport operations, with no planes taking off or landing at Aden Airport for more than 24 hours, although the ministry did not officially announce its closure. The air raids came shortly after pro-Saudi forces launched a campaign to take control of military sites in Hadramaut peacefully. This was the first time that coalition fires fell people since STC seized almost all provinces of Hadramaut and Mahra, including oil facilities, earlier in December. Russian missiles struck a multi-story apartment building in Kharkiv in northeastern Ukraine, leaving the building in ruins and killing at least two people and injuring about 25 more. Russia denied the attack had taken place, suggesting that an explosion at the site was caused by Ukrainian ammunition. Regional Governor Oleh Sinyahubot, writing on Telegram, said that according to preliminary information, the bodies of a woman and her son were found under rubble. Russia's defense ministry said reports of an attack were untrue and suggested the blast at the site has been caused by the detonation of Ukrainian ammunition. And now, before we close, here are the highlights of the bulletin. Prime Minister Narendra Modi to inaugurate Grand International Exposition of Sacred Piparava Relics related to Lord Buddha in New Delhi today. India issues notice to social media platform X over obscene content targeting women and children on AI tool Croc. Narcotics Control Bureau advises Indian travelers to obtain necessary approvals for carrying medicines before traveling to Saudi Arabia. US President Donald Trump warns Iran against violent crackdown on protesters over country's economic crisis. A massive 6.5 magnitude earthquake rattles southern and central Mexico, and at least 20 people dead as Saudi Arabia-led coalition strikes separatist camp in Yemen. And that is the end of this news bulletin.